Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Goo Goo Dolls are an American rock band based in Buffalo, New York. Composed of lead vocalist and guitarist John Resnick, bassist and vocalist Robbie Takac, as well as several rotating members since its formation in 1986. After starting off as a cover band and then developing a punk sound, Goo Goo Dolls experienced mainstream success following the 1995 release of their breakthrough single Name. The band is renowned for their 1998 single, Iris, which spent 11 consecutive months on the Billboard Hot 100 and peaked atop the Hot 100 Airplay chart for 18 weeks. In October 2012, Iris placed first on Billboard's Top 100 Pop Songs 1992 to 2012 chart. Other notable singles include Slide, Black Balloon, and Broadway from Dizzy Up the Girl 1998, Here Is Gone from Gutter Flower 2002, and Better Days, Give a Little Bit, and Stay With You from Let Love In, 2006. The band has had 7 top 40 singles on the Billboard Hot 100, which includes 3 top 10s. They have sold 15 million records worldwide and received 4 Grammy Award nominations. Up next on Celeb Savant, discussing their journey in the industry and their upcoming South African tour, is John Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls. What got you motivated to start being in the music industry as a child or a teenager? What were those things for you that was like, I want to do that?
Well, even when I was a little kid, you know, I found myself being really, really sort of attracted to music and vinyl records and, you know, all that at the time. And just listening to a song over and over and over again. And my parents were musicians, and it was like, you know, so it was, I guess it was in my DNA, but I also wasn't good at sports. So I had to find something to do.
For the listeners who may not know, where or how did you guys choose the name, the Goo Goo Dolls?
You know what? I wish we had 5 more minutes to think of a different name.
Yes.
But we didn't, but yeah, it's 38 years later. I think it's too late. It's too late. We had a gig one night. We didn't have a name. So in the afternoon, we had to think of a name. So that's what we came up with. And it was terrible.
So it just was randomly thought.
Yeah, kind of. We were just looking at everything in the room and, you know, doing one of those things. But but it was just, you know, truly, if I could change it, I would.
John, as you've already referenced, been entertaining, creating, performing for a number of years, a couple of decades. What keeps you guys motivated to keep creating new and to keep performing?
I mean, we started this band when I was 19. And to be honest with you, I don't know how to do anything else.
yes.
But you know, just feel like I still have something to say. And I still like to perform. So those are good things. It's like the music business can change and turn into whatever it's going to turn into. But I'm in the Goo Goo Dolls business, you know, not the music business. So that's what keeps me going.
And you said that you like performing live. What about it you enjoy?
I like the connection with the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love when people sing along with the song. I love people are always giving me notes and letters and stuff and, you know, and talking about their lives.
So tell us, the upcoming tour in South Africa. It's your first time performing in South Africa. What can we look forward to?
You know, we're just going to go out there and just kick ass as hard as we can. You know? And, you know, just want to get that audience.
Yes. Well, I'm sure all our butt cheeks are going to be bruised from those kickings. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So you referenced the music business. Just a quick overview thought. We've got the upsurge of physical again, CDs, vinyls, cassettes coming back to the forefront, gratefully, as we know. And we've also got streaming platforms that people consume music on. What are your observations of the landscape at the moment?
I think if you're just starting out, it's a really, really difficult world to be involved in. Just because the revenue streams, I guess
Yes.
you'd call them, they're all dried up pretty much. They all get diverted back to Spotify and the record companies, and it's just, the streaming services are definitely making it more and more difficult for artists to make money.
Yeah.
But, that's nothing new.
You've referenced you in the Goo Goo Dolls business of creating music. How has the establishment of music, has it ever affected you guys of just moving forward and progressing in that journey? Or have you just sort of ignored it and carried on?
You try to ignore it, but then you realize, well, it's changing. At least you need to be informed about what's going on. Half the time I'm sitting there scratching my head,
Yes.
but you just you have to remain focused on what you do. I have to remain focused on what I'm trying to do or trying to say or whatever, and then kind of ignore it, because if I think about it all day long, I'm gonna go crazy, which I have, at times.
And I'm sure it's very easy to get, was can get caught up in the drama if you choose to. So it's good to just focus on the music. John, I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 10 years, 2 hours, 5 minutes, I know your answer will be different every time simply because there are millions of them. I'm not saying favorite, I'm saying top of mind.
Okay.
When you have 10 minutes after this the interview junket, if you had to push play to five songs by the artist, what would those five songs be and by whom?
I think I might maybe play Wonderwall by Oasis, then I would do Bob O'Reilly by The Who. I would play Clash City Rockers by The Clash. Then I would say I would play anything by The Replacements, and then I think I would end it with maybe like a nice dramatic Peter Gabriel song.
John, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
Be nice to each other. That's it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.